Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm joined by the awesome Patrick, not Picard, Stewart. In this regular video series, we round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe. What is it, Pat?
It's the Full Force Weekly.
Hey, it certainly well is. Episode 99 of the Full Force Weekly. How is everybody doing? Thank you for joining Pat and myself this fine morning. Pat, how are you doing, my good man?
Actually, I woke up really early this morning, so I'm lively and fully awake.
I know you were messaging me this time, going like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, dude, I'm getting there. Technical issues. I'm getting there. Anyway, thanks to everyone jumping in on the chat. Loads of you are flying in at the moment. I'm not going to go back and read it all because, you know, that would take hours. But thanks to everybody for jumping on. And of course, hi, Mom.
Those are both for me.
Awesome. Good to see the whole team is watching this one today. Right then. Lots of interesting news this week. Not all positive, but not all. It's just. I don't know. It's going to be interesting, isn't it? Talking about this week, Pat.
We always find a lot to say, regardless of how much news there is.
One thing you can be certain of is we will be talking on this episode for a long time. Anyway, we might as well get stuck into the news. We've still got quite a few quite a few segments to get through. So let's get stuck in first to Jada Toys.
Thanks to Chad Ryan on Facebook, we have our first look at the forgotten Jada Toys figure and vehicle set of Destro and the Hiss Tank. The set showed up in Target stores last weekend, so make sure you keep an eye out for this the next time you're browsing the toy aisles.
Absolutely. Right, so first, we'll start with some positive, and that is finally getting this Destro and Hiss Tank Jada Toys vehicle kind of on the shelves, Pat. Excited, right? Because, I mean, when I saw this, I was like, oh, I thought this was never going to come out ever.
It almost felt like it was being replaced by the Stinger. And yeah. Because it had been shown first. And, you know, I've been looking around for it. It seemed weird that the Stinger had been available on Amazon well before it was available at Target. And the Hiss Tank still, I still don't see a listing for it on Amazon. There may be one that's tucked away somewhere and it just isn't showing up if it's not in stock. But I don't see it there. And I have not found it myself at Target, although I will keep checking.
Yeah, this one, I must admit, when I first saw the picture of it, I was like, oh, I was hype. I was like, oh, thank goodness. Because like, you kind of think when you don't see it for so long, you just think, oh, it's they're never going to do it. There can't be a shipping delay on these this long. Do you know what I mean? And then, right. But who knows what the issue was. But it's interesting to see the actual figure. We've got some super chats already. Thanks, Tac Toys with film. Sad classified Hasbro Pulse UK news. Yes, there is. We will be getting to that a little bit later on. I didn't want to like not put your comment up on the screen, but thank you so much for that. Really appreciate the support on that one. Thank you so much. And yeah, we will be digging into that in a little while, but we'll focus on this first. We'll definitely be getting to that. And my goodness, Matt O'Brien, you absolute lunatic. Happy Saturday, Chris, Pat, Kate, Phoebe, and Chris's mom. Glad to make this live stream and wanted to start it off right. Love you guys. Thank you, Matt. You are ridiculous, but thank you. And I'm not just going to be highlighting those comments, guys. I apologize. I will be trying to get to everybody. A lot of you are talking about other news at the moment that we will be getting to. So let you know, if you want to re-comment a little bit later on those news segments, it will make more sense. But yes, I will be trying to get all of those like I said, we're getting Target comments, we're getting all sorts of stuff. We will get to that, so mention that when we get to it. Okay, yes. So Matthew Matson says, I found the vamp all over for it for a minute. Yeah, it seemed to be like everywhere for a bit, didn't it, Pat, the vamp?
Yeah, that one certainly was more common than the Stinger. I saw the Stinger once at Target and had already picked it up like a couple of days beforehand through Amazon. The thing that I'm really curious about, though, with this is that there was a Transformers set, like a second big set that came out that is kind of just quietly being released, but yeah, it has a Walmart exclusive sticker on it. So I assume that it's going to be showing up to Walmart. And it makes me wonder, is there a G.I. Joe set? Because that Transformers set, yeah, is not that well covered so far. And looking at this His Tank, the one thing that I would say is a criticism still for me is the fact that we just keep on getting the figures from that original six-pack over and over and over again. I'd rather have a Cobra Trooper with this than a Destro.
Or a His Driver.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, you know, Crankcase with, like, you know, an Ore Striker would be cool. Like, that kind of thing I want to see. Clutch with the Vamp, for example. The Stinger with the Stinger Driver would have been cool. Because, yeah, there like I say, we've got all these figures.
Yeah, and there are common repaints of some of these that would have just been even nice to have gotten. Like Tiger Force Duke or something different. And it's not the same production run because the information on the bottom changes.
Yeah.
So they're kind of making the same thing, but I would like them to change up the figures a little bit more along with these. But of course, the main thing that I'll be getting here would be the His Tank. And I like the fact that they have a standard box height, and yet the His Tank was made to be pretty much, it looks like, as big as it possibly can be.
Yeah, because they've got the gun turret separate, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that is kind of fun. Yeah, thank you, Matt, for that comment. Renegade Biker, hello. So I'm getting some comments up, guys. I'm trying to. What else we got going on? Again, lots of Target questions. We will get to those guys a little bit later. Ed says, we have the Micro Hiss. Now I'll grab this one. It feels like we're building up to the HasLab Hiss. Yeah, it's got the Micro one, this one, the Megatron, the Retro, and then boom. Massive HasLab. Absolutely, Ed. Andrew Clark says, the Stinger is in stock at BBTS if you want one, guys. And again, like, I think you should. I mean, so I haven't seen it in stores yet, but then again, I haven't really been going to a lot of stores. So, but I do feel like the Stinger has been showing up a little bit here and there. But yes, thank you, Andrew. We will, for anyone that wants to check that out, go on to BBTS and grab it. Jay Straber says, or skip the figure completely, Pat. What would you say to that?
You know what? Yeah, that's also a really good idea because they do make these vehicles in a box size that is a bit shorter and costs a little less. So it is adding to the price of the His Tank to have to buy a Destro again. And honestly, you know, if you missed out on Destro, just go buy one. They're the packs on the secondary market still are not that much.
Yeah.
And I would imagine there's probably online retailers still have them in stock. Just leaving it out would have been better. Yes.
Was Destro in the six pack? He was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was in the six pack and the big pack, wasn't he?
Yes, I don't see it around here. Also, I would look. I'm pretty sure he's in both.
This is the third time we've got him. Third time we've got Cobra Commander. Although Cobra Commander was a different head sculpt before, wasn't it? It was the hood, and the second time we've got Duke.
Yeah, right? So three Dukes, three Destros, and two of the same Cobra Commander. If you've bought everything so far,
but also three Cobra Commanders. So that, you know, like, as well, technically, just not the same. I agree with Jace on that one, actually. I would, or unless you're saying, Jace, skip the figure from the Palator era.
Right.
Which I know you're not, but still.
But I would agree with that even more. Just give us skip.
Same. Throw skip in with the His Tank. That makes no sense, but I want it.
You know what? They could get away with putting any character in with the His Tank and having people scratch their heads if they don't know what it is.
Absolutely. That's a good one. Jamie says, hi, Jamie. Would be cool if the figure was sitting so they could be in the vehicle too. That actually would be very cool, Jamie, big time. If they'd have done that as like a molded in, like figure in the cockpit or something, would be kind of fun, wouldn't it? Like, I know you'd want to remove it, but...
Yeah, I want removable figures. I like the vehicle to just kind of be able to sit there.
Yeah, good shout there, Jamie. I like that. Grant, I might as well answer this question, even though it's got nothing to do with what we're talking about. This might be a bit off topic, but do you have any thoughts on the new NBA starting lineup figures pricing? In terms of pricing, I was surprised, actually. I'm not sure if you saw those, Pat, the pricing at least.
Sport 14... to me? No, I did not.
$49.99 I do think is a little on the high end, but I assume the price is up there because you've got multiple licensing agreements going on there with players, with different sneakers kind of companies, with the Nike jerseys. Excuse me, it must be a licensing nightmare. And with that, I imagine the price gets bumped up. I think for like looking at the actual figure and seeing it, I would be like, I would have expected maybe I'd have been all right with like $39.99, honestly. But I think $49.99 kind of pushes me out a little bit on that one, Grant. I'm gonna be waiting for like some sort of Legends series, and then I'll pick up like a one-off like Michael Jordan or something. But anyway, yeah, thanks for your comment. And I know it's got nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I thought I'd answer it for you. Excuse me. Renegade Bike says, I'm just surprised that with all these Hiss tanks that there has not been made as a septic tank. Yeah, I think this is one of the problems that Pat and I have talked about in the past, Pat, and you'll probably agree with me on this, is the fact that a lot of companies, when they get in at the ground floor, need to get over the core character hump. And in the term, in with Jada Toys, they have to get over a core vehicle character hump, don't they? And I feel like coming out of the box with a with an Eco Warriors blooming septic tank, I'd be like 100% for it. But I don't know if the company would feel happy doing that first off.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably wouldn't. That one definitely wouldn't be as popular, but that's the kind of thing that other companies would do that as like a convention exclusive to kind of push awareness of the line among collectors. And Jada doesn't seem to be doing a lot of repaints of anything.
No, not at all. I would love a septic tank though. That would be fantastic.
But we did get a Stinger. So
yes, absolutely. Pepin Oil Capsule says Z4 Skip. Absolutely. Good shout. Robert H says they never do sitting figures just at the Marvel and Initial D sets. Yeah, they don't. It would be cool though, wouldn't it, to kind of get them to fit in with the vehicles. You don't have to apologize, Grant, for the off-topic question. It's totally fine. I don't have to answer it, do I? I could have just zipped straight past, but it's worth answering. Okay, cool. Well, and Matt wants to say, I'm loving so much of what Jada is doing right now. They are stepping up their game. I really do like the vehicles, Matthew, 100%. And the figures are actually really cute. I can't get enough of them. I like seeing them all like laid out. Like it's just a really nice display as well. Sorry, Pat, go on.
I was just going to say, that's why that second Transformer set has me hopeful that we'll get another big pack of G.I. Joes.
The Transformers set
has like one repeat figure in it. A new pose for Optimus Prime, and Wheeljack is the same figure in there for some reason. But then the rest of them are either, you know, repaints or entirely new.
Yeah, it looks cool. It looks like a cool set, actually. Anyway, yes. Right, we'll move on then. one more. Jay says, I wonder if an Awe Striker will be coming or if the line is done with the Hiss. It's hard to say, Jace, because like I felt the line was done and then the Stinger came out. And then I thought the line was probably going to be done after the Stinger. And then this pops up. And now I'm kind of thinking, well, maybe they've got more in the locker.
Was it New York Comic Con 2019?
It was Toy Fair.
Okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember what year. Was it 2019? It was 2019, I think. It would have been 2020.
It would have been 2021, I think, dude. The Toy Fair things, wouldn't it? No, was there a Toy Fair in 2021? Or have I just gone mad?
I don't remember. I thought that it's been a long time. Like, it was a long wait for any of these things to show up.
And it might have been 2019.
I could remember the micro figures being shown and there being a list of larger scale vehicles that they were also going to do.
I'm pretty sure it would have been 2020, mate, because the G.I. Joe line hadn't returned yet and they weren't talking about movies and all that kind of stuff at that point.
Okay.
So I think on the launch, maybe Jada had these as like on the same year.
At the same time that Snake Eyes was available?
Wested says no, Toy Fair 21.
Okay.
So that must have been what it was.
But yeah, I can't remember. I thought that it was a lot longer ago than that, though.
It felt like a long time ago. The thing is, the reason I was kind of umming and erring about Toy Fair 21 was because I could have sworn it was cancelled based on the COVID scenario. But anyway, well, yeah, whatever. yeah, cool. That is Destro and the Hiss Tank from Jada Toys. I am on the fence as to whether I think we'll see more of these, because every time I think we're not going to see any more of these, another one appears. So fingers crossed, we just keep getting them appear out of literal nowhere. Right then, that is that. Next up, we have another new. Well, we have the next news segment, Chris, which is about classified news.
That's right, the Amazon exclusive Cobra Blue Ninja 2-pack started showing up as of last weekend, and the Crimson Guard started to ship and land in stock at certain retailers. Hopefully we will start to see more of the figures that have been struggling to ship over the next few weeks, but at least we have these to tide us over. You can watch my live unboxing of the Cobra Blue Ninja 2-pack after the show as well if you like. Nobody will judge you. Everybody will judge you.
Everybody will judge you. Right, this... This is, and again, I was trying to throw in some positives to kind of offset the negatives this week, Pat. But this was a pretty cool positive, getting the Blue Ninjas in, which are just absolutely awesome. Loving these. And even Justin rubbing it in with the Crimson Guards, he got about 11 or something stupid, that he had come in as well. So at least we're getting some, you know, movement on some of these figures. Have you got yours coming or no?
No, I don't know what's going on with the Crimson Guard, especially. I can't remember where I pre-ordered it from. It's one of those things that I just need to look it up.
It's so annoying, isn't it? But are you at least excited at the fact that some of these figures are starting to kind of get through, slip through the cracks a little bit?
Maybe I should say I'm anxious.
Yeah,
because part of me is I am really excited to get the Crimson Guards in hand, which surprises me because I've always been a big fan of ninja stuff and G.I. Joe. But, you know, as time has gone on, you know, I just wasn't that big of a fan of that initial Red Ninja from the early in the line. It was not one of my favorite figures. I think I like the other figure in the set, the one from Akiko, bit more. She's because amazing. That's... It's a little less busy of a figure. So I think I like that one a little more. But it surprises me that overall, I'm just a lot more excited for the Crimson Guard. And a lot of that comes down to the helmet sculpt on this. Mm. Some of the Crimson Guard helmet sculpts over the years, since the first one, in my opinion, have not been that good. But this one looks outstanding. And so I'm really excited to get this one in hand.
It really does look incredible, doesn't it? They've done a really good job on the whole shape of it. And yeah, it's just spot on, I think. Yeah, absolutely. We've got obviously going to be more figures coming at some point as well, which kind of excites me. Kind of like it start. I don't know. I feel like a little bit of a, there'll be like a wave of product, I think, now for the next, Andrew says, yeah, it really feels like the floodgates are open in terms of other companies doing extended Joe lines. That's slightly different to what I was talking about, the opening of the floodgates, Andrew. But that's because you said that way before I just said what I said. But yeah, I agree. I think that some of the companies are extending their license agreements by the looks of things. Because obviously we're talking like they would have started those license agreements in like Pat was saying, like 2019. Just the year prior before Classified was reintroduced. So, yeah, I totally agree on that one. Matt O'Brien says, I received those Blue Ninjas the other day, Chris, and I really love how they package them in their own shipping box. Was able to open them up, and the figure box was in excellent condition. Yeah, that's one thing I have to say. Like, if you watch the unboxing, do you like that? Bit of segue. If you go and check out the unboxing, I was really impressed as well with how it's all together, and it's still a really nice presentation. And I know you can't see the figures through the box, like in a window or anything, but the box is gorgeous. And there's a really like high quality sheen to like the artwork section. And then like almost like a matte finish on all the other sections. It's just really well done. They're almost like, I wouldn't say they're like deluxe boxes. They're not. There's a lower quality there, definitely. Thickness and all that kind of stuff. But they are really good. And of course, they're shipped in their own container. So the SIOC kind of scenario. So there's no kind of worry there that you're going to get some sort of like damage, really. I don't know if anyone's been getting damage, but I don't really notice it when I get SIOC stuff. Like All of my selects have been in perfect condition because of the sturdiness of that exterior box. I mean, have you had any issues with that, Pat?
The only issue that I had was with some transformers. It was insane what had happened with that. And it was a mix-up that Hasbro then had to step in and fix. But for whatever reason, Amazon, their warehouse, what they were doing is they were removing that outer brown box and then slapping the shipping label right on the art of the package and shipping them out that way. So, you know, scuffs and the sticker, and it didn't make any sense, but that wasn't any fault of Hasbro, and they actually fixed it from everything moving forward.
But have you had issues with the SIOC at any point?
Well, that should have been an SIOC as well.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
The deal was that it was a ships in its own container, but then Amazon just tore it right out of that protective box, which didn't make any sense. But
no, that's crazy.
As far as like dinged up boxes, because I do get a lot of boxes in general that just have like one side of it crushed, but that hasn't been happening with those. And I don't really know why. I don't know if maybe they do take a little bit better care whenever they're moving them around. I don't know exactly what's been happening with that, but they've been good.
They don't juggle them or treat them like Ace Ventura does any kind of deliveries. Jay Straber, as actually correcting us a little bit, it was 2020. Jada showed the first small vehicle set with the Snowcat, Vamp and Hiss as arriving fall of 2020. Yeah, so it would have been Toy Fair 2020. It would have been like
That makes sense. I just remember that the pictures of the micro vehicles actually were, you know, images of the full size vehicles from Yojo. They were just shrunk down and shown there. So
Ken has asked, do you guys think they are going to release another O-ring wave? Yeah, basically. I think you can probably expect more O-ring stuff, like, you know, in between now and when the Sky Striker finally delivers, I'd imagine. The problem is, because everything's kind of been pushed and delayed quite significantly, because if you think we were expecting all of those, you know, the Outback, CoverGirl, Crimson Bat, Falcon, etc., Barbecue, Marauders Barbecue, we were expecting those classified figures this year. And they are now in, what, April of 2023 now, I think it was? So
something like that.
Yeah. So, like, the fact that, you know, you consider that push, it's everything. It's not just classified. It's going to be O-ring. It's going to be all the other stuff they're working on with the brand. So I imagine there's just been a bit of a push and a delay, and they're trying to like get back to a rhythm again. So yes, Ken, I do expect it, to answer your question. It'll just be a little bit of a while, I think. Anonymous Dude 123 says, beautiful ninja sculpts. They really are for the blue and the blue ninjas. They're really cool. And I love the heads, the alternate mask heads. They're so cool. Jace is kind of going into more detail about Jada as well, saying that they showed the set of the Mauler, Stinger, Sky Striker, and also the Night Raven, Silver Mirage, and Dragonfly. That's true, Jace. We actually shared those images on our pages at the time as well, and I think I did a news burst about them. Punk with Toys says he's got a Crimson Guard from BBTS, and he's an amazing figure. Well, you lucky person. And we, enjoy that, because I cannot wait to get mine. Oh, brilliant. Ed has posted his Crimson Guard photos on Hoarder. Blue Ninjas as well. You beat me to doing that, Ed, because I haven't got mine up there yet. But thank you so much, bud, and thank you for shouting Hoarder out. We'll hear about Hoarder a little bit later in the show, won't we, Pat? Your favorite point of the show, where you can just relax, make a cup of tea, go to sleep for a bit. Uh, 77T John says, got my Blue Ninjas the other day, still waiting on another dozen pre-orders for other figs. Maybe one day. Mate, we feel your pain. Renegade Biker didn't get the Blue Ninjas because it's not part of the G.I. Joe vintage that you're into. And that's totally cool. We all have our collecting habits, don't we? We all have our specific kind of collecting things, and that's totally fine, bud. Okay, cool. Oh, bloody hell, Matt, again? What's wrong with you? You've got to stop meeting like this, Matt. Slightly off topic, but have you or Pat seen any of the new stuff Mark with Gridiron Studios is putting out there? They have a flamethrower with blast effect that looks so amazing. Dude, everything that Gridiron is putting out looks absolutely amazing.
I think I saw a jump jetpack for the first time last night from them that has the full platform. And it's not just the vintage style jump. They've actually added a lot of detailing in the back and the control arms to make it look what I think it's supposed to be kind of resembling, which is like the one that you would see like James Bond wear in Thunderball or something. It's kind of a, it's not a jet pack where you necessarily fly forward the whole time, although that's how it was always depicted, but you know, a jumping jetpack.
Yeah, it's wicked. And yeah, I agree with Matt that the stuff they're doing is just amazing. And yeah, really, really impressive stuff. I haven't seen anything that they've done yet that I've kind of gone, eh. It's all really cool. All right then. Cool. Thanks, guys. Sorry, I know lots and lots of comments are coming in. I really appreciate it. One more on the Blue Ninjas. Neil Hill says, the Blue Ninjas are absolutely amazing for being literal repaints, arguably my specialty. Lol. The Joe team absolutely smashed it with these two. I agree. It was just a great way of reusing the molds, honestly, I think, Neil, on that one. Okay, then. Sorry, I'm going to get behind on this, so we'll move on to the next one. Sorry, guys, if I didn't answer your questions. Waiting for Chris to see my comments bringing down the tone. Unfortunately, Talking Joe, a.k.a. Mark, I imagine it's you, Mark. I can't see any of the comments you just made previously. That's all right. There we go. An homage to version one Destro, perhaps naked skin down to middle or skin colored top. What was that in reference to? Are you talking to someone else in here or were you just really late to the party? Ray Murphy says, I'd love to see a female Crimson Guard. I have memories of that one that shows up in early issue of Action Force. Absolutely, Ray. And big shout out to Ray. Of course, a customizer extraordinaire. I agree with you, mate. The female Crimson Guard can only be so far away with the classified line, I'd imagine. Right then, next up then, Pat, we will move on to the next news item, which is going to go a little bit downhill now, guys, a little bit. It's kind of like some interesting news mixed with a bit of sad news.
On Wednesday, Hasbro revealed that their online retail platform, Pulse, would be growing again, moving into France, Spain, Italy, and Austria. They had previously gone live in Germany, and prior to that, the United Kingdom, so it makes sense that they extended their presence further into Europe. It looks like Hasbro are slowly but surely expanding their grip globally, so expect more territories to be included in the next few years. In addition to this news, we also received a shock announcement via UK independent retailer and friends of the show, In Demand Toys, who explained in a Facebook post that the G.I. Joe classified line would be switching to Pulse exclusively in the UK and EU. They will still be getting some import stock in, but effectively it will be a Pulse exclusive from 2023 onwards. The news was not taken well by many in those territories, including the very loyal and hardworking people behind those independent retail outlets. We've been informed that an official announcement is on the way, and Emily even confirmed the information on her own social platforms the same day, so it is most definitely happening.
Yeah, so first off, I'm just going to talk about this. Talking Joe says, I'm talking about your flesh-coloured top, Chris, or are you naked? No, I'm completely naked. If I was naked, you wouldn't see this colour. It would just be all hair. No, this is... this is my pink Xandar shirt. Do you like that? It's the bit where he says in the movie, you know us. And he says it in the most deepest voice in the world. Right, so that's that. I'm not naked. Pat, did you think I was naked?
I actually did notice that you looked a little naked earlier today, but the wrinkles in your shoulders kind of gave away the fact that you weren't wearing a shirt.
The wrinkles in your skin were weird, so I thought that's got to be a shirt. Yeah, I'm not naked, guys. As great as that now makes me feel. Naked HD? No, Matthew, it's not Naked HD.
I think he may be correct.
No, you're naked, actually. Don't spin it on me. Let's get back to this news because this news sucks. Well, this news doesn't suck. This was actually quite interesting. At the start of the week, we got the information that Hasbro Pulse was going to go live in the EU. And that meant France, Spain, Italy, and Austria were kind of getting expanded into the Hasbro Pulse family. And that was really great. And I was like, oh, this is brilliant. And then, I think it was on Friday, in actual fact, or Thursday late night, Friday very early morning, I found out the information that Sorry, this was the exciting news about Hasbro expanding, which again is great. And this is what a lot of people were asking for. You know, they're kind of hopefully as they expand, they get to those territories that really are struggling to get the product as well, which is you know, kind of the important thing here. But then In Demand Toys posted that they had been informed, well, informed because, you know, they're the ones actually ordering this stuff, that G.I. Joe was now moving to Pulse only. Now, I had heard rumblings of this a few weeks prior and wasn't sure if it meant G.I. Joe as a whole or just G.I. Joe in a certain place. And it turns out that it was obviously just EU and the UK that were going to be affected by this. Now, the difficult part about this is that these independent retailers, including In Demand Toys, have been extraordinarily loyal and, you know, they've stuck with the brand through thick and thin, let's be fair. They've ordered this product when it wasn't selling at the rate that Classified has been shifting. And they've been, you know, kind of very, like I said, loyal and very, like, very important to the sales in these areas. Massively important. Not just In Demand Toys, but Kapow and all the cool stuff and many other independent UK retailers and in the EU as well. So to me, it's kind of a bit of a kick in the nuts. Now, maybe from Hasbro's point of view, because this wasn't a brand team decision. This is a Hasbro as a company decision. This isn't like Emily and Lenny getting together and going, yeah, we're really going to need to shift the way we sell this in. That wasn't them that made this decision. And it's clear that that's the case. The way Emily reacted to the news in the morning, where she said that she just learned that G.I. Joe Classified is now a Pulse exclusive in UK and EU. She just learned that a few hours after we heard about it. So that would give you an idea as to, you know, where they were going with it. Still available to all retailers in the US and other parts of the world. I'll let you know if and when I hear more about this. I expect there'll be some sort of official statement over PulseCon. Would you agree, Pat?
You know, I don't know. They may just completely avoid the topic just to keep things positive.
I don't know. Emily's quite good, though, at that, though. She tends to be quite transparent, doesn't she?
You know what? Maybe what she will do is have one of her moments where she says, hey, I have this thing I need to read in order to clear some things up, and maybe we'll get a little bit more information. But I can't imagine what sort of information there would be that would soften the blow of this.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Again, pretty sucky scenario. What about your thoughts on it, Pat? I mean, do you feel for the independent retailers here? Like, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, if you look at it just as strictly business, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I'm not in the business of making and selling G.I. Joes and promoting a healthy website as Hasbro needs to do. But it does seem like a lot of those independent retailers are also out there constantly, you know, being good partners with them as far as pushing the brand and making sure that it's at the forefront of things. It isn't like you only find G.I. Joe from them by going to their site and searching for it. They're also out there mentioning it regularly. And whenever they send out that information, you know, I don't want to call it a flyer because it's not a flyer anymore. It's like a news burst for them on various sites and things.
Yeah.
We've had G.I. Joe kind of at the top, and that to me means something, because if you go to Big Bad Toy Store, you don't always see G.I. Joe right away, but you do whenever there's something new. I don't know. It feels to me like whenever a retailer is making sure to mention G.I. Joe that could have been almost a forgotten brand again, because it so often is behind others, that they may be in the future missing out on having that support from retailers saying, hey, here's G.I. Joe. Don't forget there's these new things, to people that may not have been looking for it, you know?
Yeah, totally. And also, it's not even just independent retailers, but also retail in the UK, like Smiths and all those kind of places. So the Entertainer and there are other, like Langley's and I say Langley, sorry, I mean Toy Master, those kind of places. They're not going to stock that stuff
Walmart?
Anymore. Walmart, Asda. So maybe I don't know. I do because we don't have Walmart in the UK.
That's why it was a Walmart and not Walmart. I wasn't sure. I had no idea.
We have Asda's part of Walmart, though, I believe, certainly owned by Walmart. So I don't know. Yeah, but like it's just So I'm basically what I'm saying is like there's going to be, it's not going to be around. It's just going to be on Pulse only, exclusively in those territories. That I'm not sure if that's going to be a good idea or not in terms of sales. I mean, it's one thing to kind of improve sales on your website, but it's another to decrease sales in general in those territories, surely.
Yeah, I do think that they will see some loss of sales as a whole. But part of me does wonder if this isn't just one of those things where everything added up to it being a good decision, or a good decision for now. Because, you know, a lot of this stuff has been released recently to Europe first. And I don't mean by like a couple of weeks, but by months. And I have to wonder how that's affecting the supply chain, to have a lot of people, you know, canceling their pre-orders in the United States and having it shipped directly.
That could be a response to that, actually, couldn't it? That could be hurting them more than you realize.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I would imagine there's a small element of that that's happening. Not a ton, but you do see a lot of people in the United States that have the figures in hand a good 6 months early, and it's usually either from Europe or from, you know, China or wherever else they may have gotten them.
Yeah. Tac Toys with Film has said, I do feel that this news is actually a bit heartbreaking. I love In Demand and the other UK independents. I hope they get import stock. I can actually say Tac from In Demand Toys standpoint, they do still get import stock. Obviously, your prices are a bit more on those, but they'll get them earlier, and it's less quantities, of course, as well. So, but they still will be getting some of that stuff. Thanks as well. Sorry for the super chat. That's very, very kind of you, Tac. Thank you. I would have probably picked that comment out anyway. Sean Forrester says the problem with the Hasbro Plus only for UK and EU is the chatter that the line is in trouble because of this. Frustrating. Yeah, I don't think it really is in trouble. I think it's more so, and I agree with you, Sean, on that one. It's frustrating that, oh, the line must be dying. And it's not really. It's just that I think a decision has been made because of what's going on in those territories. And also, you know, the product is not here. That's the other problem. Like, it's, you know, half of us have it, half of us don't. Some of us have this one, some of us have that one. Some people have the Crimson Guard, some people don't have the Blue Ninjas. It's all over the place in terms of distribution. And again, like there's not much that can be done until the rhythm gets going again, and the rhythm is going to get you, apparently. What else are we saying in the comments here? Diecast Nick says, stuff sells out quickly on Pulse. Hope they boost their stock here in the UK. I lost out on the Sarge. That is a good point, actually.
It's a very good point,
because it's all well and good as well, Pat. And I'm not suggesting that anyone's lying here, right? I'm just saying there is a temptation here, right? Where you say, I'm out. I'm not doing this anymore. Screw this line. This is annoying. And I wouldn't blame you, honestly. I wouldn't blame you for going, do you know what? I can't be bothered to do this anymore. It's too much anxiety. You know, I just want it to be fun. I want to go out to a store and pick a toy up. I don't want to it doesn't have to be like lining up outside a sneaker store for a drop, you know, for 3 weeks with a tent just to grab a ticket with the possibility that you might be getting those sneakers. That's not what we want from the collector community. We want to be able to get these things. The fact is, Diecast Nick has made it very clear here, when it goes up on Pulse, it just disappears. And you've got to like factor in the fact that all these people that are saying they're going to be out, when that temptation arises to get it, will they be truly out? Do you know what I mean? Like, and some people will, but I get the feeling some people won't, and they will. It'd be difficult to fight that temptation.
Yeah. I'm trying to remain realistic myself for my own collecting, and I would love to just kind of go to O-ring, but again, there's just too many of these that look too good, like the Crimson Guard. I don't. Yeah. I don't like the pre-order system, to be honest. I did drop a lot of my pre-orders, not with the intention of never buying the figures, but with the intention of more controlling when I spend the money on them.
Absolutely.
And I'm hoping that a lot of stuff just shows up at retail eventually, which I think it will. And so I'm not just not going to be too worried about that, but I think this is kind of a sticking point. Like, the stuff selling out, like, if this is your only source for it, and you just keep on, like, if the heavy hitters, the ones that everybody wants, if those are the ones that you can't have, you're not just going to be filling in your collection with blue ninjas if you can't have Sergeant Slaughter and the Crimson Guard.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
Totally, totally. Good point as well, Diecast Nick, on that one. Yeah, they do sell out real quick on Pulse, which again shows you that it's not really technically a brand that's suffering in that sense. It's doing well. The problem is, I think there's a, I don't know the ins and outs, unfortunately. And by the way, I'm not having a go at Emily here. Just, I know Emily's name is on the screen. I'm not at all in any way, shape or form am I saying that this is any of her fault at all. It's just the way of the world and the way that Hasbro is a company at the end of the day, and they're just going to be looking to, they're making decisions based on what helps them more than, you know, necessarily the customer a lot of the time. Which, you know, you kind of have to just accept sometimes. But this is one of those ones where I kind of feel like, oh, it sucks. It really sucks. And I wish it wasn't happening. And you never know. There's been quite a lot of kickback to this. There's been quite a lot of negative feedback. A lot of people in the UK are kind of upset about it. A lot of people are threatening to drop the line for it. And like I said, it kind of reverts back to that comment I mentioned about, you know, will you truly drop the line when you're given that opportunity? And I fully expect a lot of people to do that and not buy it.
And if you're just tuning in, Chris is like broadcasting this week completely naked in protest.
Not completely naked. I've got a hat on. And I've also got this new tattoo, guys. Check this new tattoo on my chest. Cool, isn't it? Brilliant, isn't it? I've also tattooed the ends of the t-shirt as well. This is the problem when you are pink. This is what happens. Thanks for that, pal. That's genius, you bugger. The RKW better be quicker on the button now to get Serpentor.
Maybe they will up quantities. I really hope that they have a plan for that in place.
Ricky's comment is a little bit on the fence here. For this company to do this is astounding. The vile corruption of the individuals responsible should be rubbed in their faces as they go down to hell. Tell us how you really feel, Ricky. But no, I understand the frustration and the anger, mate. I'm not just making fun of you. It's a very obvious, it's a true point. Like, there's some decisions made not necessarily in the customer's to the customer's benefit here. Or the retailers, let's face it, the other retailers that, again, have been like desperately trying to get this product out in other territories in the meantime. And now it's just like, oh, you don't get it anymore. And I know it's not all the brands, but it is a brand that's doing really well. Gaz says, thank God I'm not in the UK. Spits out his cup of tea. Oh no, I am. I wondered why the food was so bad here. You obviously have not grown up in my household, Gaz, where my mum's cooking was absolutely phenomenal. It's really sucks, guys. Sorry I can't get to everyone's comments. I'm trying to. There's a lot of them. I can see that this is the thing as well. Like, this just shows you, doesn't it, that most of our audience is probably American-based, right? But the amount of like outrage for this that's not really affecting them just goes to show that this is a kind of sucky scenario.
Yeah, it does feel like G.I. Joe's doing so well that it's being used to boost Hasbro Pulse, knowing that that G.I. Joe's going to take the hit, but really they're more worried about making sure that Pulse gets a better footing over there. So it just doesn't seem like it's going to be a great thing. I also think about, like, you know, if I was a customizer of 6-inch G.I. Joe, you're not going to be picking these up on clearance anywhere anymore. There's not a shot of, you know, getting some cheap or the opportunities to take advantages of sales at Target. Yeah. I sometimes will grab a few figures that I was on the fence about at Target when they have a sale on figures or an extra figure here and there. But it's just, there's a lot of things that, a lot of options that are going to be gone by it just being through Pulse.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I had to do this one. Do you like this one, Pat? Parody account again. I'm back.
Chris Tofu McClute.
We'll be going back to the 80s in the UK when the name G.I. Joe was just a playground myth. It's so true. It's so true. Wow. Because I said it clearly. I clearly said that. But no, it's so true. And it does feel like that again. And I always will always, if I see one of my parody accounts, I will post whatever comment is. Well, bearing in mind, like I said, that it's not offensive or horrible. I just want to underline Ricky that I your comment I didn't disagree with. Like, I know you're angry about it, mate, totally, and I was just trying to make light of the situation, as I always try to do, but you're totally right. It kind of sucks, and especially if you're in the UK and the EU, where you've I suppose in one sense you're kind of like, well, at least finally we've got Hasbro Pulse out here, and maybe it might be comfortable for me to online order via Pulse for the G.I. Joe stuff that have been really difficult to get. So there is that side of things. The only other problem here is that there's going to be no other avenue to get it necessarily. Will that mean loads more stock on Hasbro Pulse UK and EU? Will that mean that it won't sell out in an hour or like less time? Do you know what I mean? Like, will it mean that you'll have a nice experience? That's kind of like, if that is the case going forward, then great. But I don't think it's going to be like that. I think they're going to sell out in minutes, as they have done previously. It's not like they're going to up production numbers just to make sure everyone has a comfortable time with it on Hasbro Pulse UK and EU.
I kind of hope they do that. That's probably what they should do.
It's what they should do.
Put a minimum amount of time to order, and then just make as many as people order. These pre-order periods are so far in advance now that it's frustrating. But, you know, if that was a way to make sure that people got things.
Yeah. Smoke'em if you got them says, is this the OnlyFans chat? No, that's on a different channel, Smoke'em. I think he's because of my nakedness, I think is the situation there. But that's genius, by the way. I have not been practicing my buzzer saying renegade. I'm sorry. What else we got going on? Chris has to make the difficult call between additional pre-orders or chest hair electrolysis. Not a tough call. I just don't bother with the electrolysis, Yorktown Joe. I just I shave it. again, he says, I feel like the Valorverse Action Force will become my main line now. Are you in the UK, Tac-Tac? Is it affecting you in that sense? Because that could be a way to go if you can get them easier. And also, thank you again for the comment. We really appreciate it. Profit margins skyrocket when they don't have to sell to other stores. It's a good point, Matthew. But again, it might be short-sighted. I agree with you. Then that's probably what they're doing. They want to see those physical numbers, don't they? I guess like instantly.
Yeah, they're cutting out the middleman.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, right. Sorry, guys. There's probably loads to talk about it. Obviously. Andrew's got a good point here. Despite being an American creation, G.I. Joe has always felt very globalized. People universally can appreciate cool-looking people with guns. I guess they can, Andrew. But yeah, I agree. Obviously, it feels globalized for me because, you know, that was something that I really enjoyed as a kid when I was much younger, when I was known as Chris Tofu McClute. anyway, Lord Tao has made it a good point here, and this will segue into the next news segment, Lord Tao. The only way the announcement could be worse is if UK and EU all became Target exclusives. Lols. Right, let's move on to the next news segment, Pat, and that is Target related, and we'll have some more fun with this one, I guess.
Yes, I'll be changing the name of Target Fall Geek Out going forward to Target Fall Psych Out after Friday's reveal. After months of speculation regarding what we could see from G.I. Joe for the reveal, we ended up getting Cobra Island Roadblock and Barbecue? Don't get me wrong, they are both fine figures, but... huh? Not too long ago, the G.I. Joe logo was switched for a Hasbro one, and as expected, it was due to the Big H adding more brands in with the reveals, including the way more interesting and mind-blowing Dungeons & Dragons 6-inch animated figures, which really stole the show. There is still one more slot left for a big reveal, and seeing as it follows PulseCon on the 2nd, it could be that they have some new G.I. Joe product to show, but alas, we will have to wait and see, and the fact that PulseCon is just a week away, it's not that big a deal, really. Okay then, Pat and future me, explain this one, please.
Yeah, you got me. This was a real head scratcher, honestly. Tac, you are in the UK. Just wanted to double check. But thank you as well. And thank you for all the comment and for all the super chats. We really appreciate that, guys. Again, no pressure to do so, but I just want to say thank you when it happens. It's amazing. Target Fall Psych Out, as I'm calling it from now on, which may insinuate that Target Fall Psych Out was revealed. That was not the case. let me just say that now. Tiger Force Psych Out was not released. I just thought it'd be a fun thing to rename it a little bit. But yeah, absolutely redonkulous. Oh, Matt, for goodness sake. I'm off to work now, but wish I could stay. Thanks again for starting our mornings off correctly and for all you do. Full force, and hopefully this money helps you to buy a shirt. Matt, that's amazing. You didn't even have to put the money in that. I'd have just bought the shirt based on that hilarious comment. Thank you, Matt. That's amazing. I'm definitely wearing pink shirts from now on just to make it look like I'm naked. In fact, I do have one of those muscle shirts that I wore for a Ryu costume at a fancy dress once, like a Halloween party, so I might rock that next time, make it look like I'm hench. Anyway, enough of that. Target Fall Psych Out. Now, one thing I will say here, guys, is if you take this take it in the context that it's in, because this doesn't have to be the worst thing ever, which I think a lot of people were really angry about this and like really kind of kicking off about it, and I was like, well, does it matter? Like, you know, we're getting PulseCon in a week's time. And because we're getting PulseCon in a week's time, we've got so much stuff we know is going to be coming. Do you know what I mean? We know we're going to be getting lots of cool reveals, lots of cool pre-orders, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not the end of the world that Target Fall Geek Out fell a little bit short in what we were kind of expecting. Would you agree with that, Pat, or were you really angry about this?
I wasn't really angry. There was already some strangeness. Wasn't it a Super 7 logo that we originally saw, right?
No, it was G.I. Joe.
It was G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe brand
we
logo.
We thought it would be Super 7.
Yeah, yeah. We thought there might be a Super 7
thing I guess it still holds true that it's G.I. Joe, but wow, they could have thrown in Super 7 just to have made it a little more interesting. But yeah, I don't know. The weird thing to me is that there were a ton of barbecue figures at the Target. I go to two different Target stores, you know, more than one full peg at both of them, and then they just all disappeared.
Yeah.
And now they're available for order. It's just strange.
Yeah, I'm just getting to some of these comments as well. Sean says, Target needs to deliver on my pre-orders from last October 1st before they list more. That could be a reason why we're not seeing some stuff for this full geek out, Sean. Could very well be the reason. I have a feeling that maybe they were going to have something G.I. Joe in there. Plans changed. They decided to reveal the Dungeons & Dragons stuff here. Some other things as well. Star Wars, Andor was in there. Those cool Transformers repaints and so on and so forth. So they wanted to kind of do more of the brand. So they switched it to Hasbro, all cool. And then maybe they thought, well, what do we have in stock that we can put as available now just as a thing to throw in there? And obviously it was Cobra Island Roadblock and Barbecue. Still very odd move there. I was thinking, you know, it may have been a little bit more I don't know, would it have been better to maybe kind of throw in a couple more pre-orders for Python Patrol Bat and Python Patrol Viper? I don't know.
You know, I'm not crazy about having more pre-orders, so I'm true. Kind of fine with them putting pre-orders off while maybe some of the other pre-orders get caught up. But one of the things they did with Transformers is Road Rage is on a pretty serious clearance price, it feels like. You know, so they're using the Fall Geek Out to say, hey, you know, here's an exclusive at a really good price if you missed it. It would have been kind of nice to have maybe had, you know, a little bit of a discount on these figures. I don't know. It's a weird move. I'm not that upset about it. This is almost bound to happen with them pre-planning these big events. And we know that information changes and situations change all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to have something before too long anyway. So I'm not that worried about it.
Yeah, totally. Cap'n K says Walmart has a collector spot thing coming up. Yeah, it's what do they call it? Walmart.
Collecticon?
Collecticon. Thank you. Yes, it's Collecticon. Yeah, but that obviously won't be any of the Target exclusives. But yes, Captain K, there will be some. Probably we might have something for G.I. Joe in there. That'd be cool. I imagine it'll just be Crimson Guard and Snake Eyes retro carded pre-orders, because I don't think they've gone up for that pre-order yet.
Yeah.
Highly Articulated says those D&D figures though, very tempting. Oh, mate, totally. Pat and I were having a very long discussion about this the other day. When we filmed our new monthly episode, which will be coming out next week at some point, probably before PulseCon. But it's a very fun episode with myself, Justin, and Pat, where we talk about deluxe G.I. Joe classified figures we'd like to see. We're starting with Cobra, and then we're going to be doing G.I. Joe next month. So look out for that next week. We talked about the D&D figures, didn't we, Pat, and how kind of like that was almost like kind of soften the blow quite dramatically for the kind of G.I. Joe reveal a little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely something to look forward to and talk about. I really want to see them. I hate to sound like a broken record, but the fact that I'm not going to be able to see the actual figures whenever I walk into the store and it's going to be a box,
yeah,
it's going to make it hard for me to know, you know, how big of a figure is Venger.
Yeah,
because that is important to me with that figure. So I don't know. I mean, it's kind of making me go into more of a wait mode than I would otherwise.
Yeah.
I do want to see the rest of the team too.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to see more of this stuff. Talking Joe, aka Mark, says, I will say it again. Zarana, I didn't know it was you. Swimsuit next week, Chris. Yeah, I could do that, couldn't I? Get the wig. Kate's got the wig and the swimsuit. But then again, I would probably rip it when I put any of my body near it. So you probably wouldn't want to see that, honestly. It would end up looking like Ripper's shirt, wouldn't it? Robert H says, no Tiger Force is sad, but those Nest repaints of Ratchet and Bone Crusher are great, though. They'll look good with Bumblebee, and I hope we get more. I know you're a big Transformers fan, Robert H, so I'm glad that you're happy with some of those items that popped up. They do look pretty cool, though, I've got to agree. Viper Scout said they could have just announced a release date for Python Patrol and Tiger Force and I would have been happy. Just here's an image and a release date. Don't even worry about pre-orders. Just enjoy your day. That would be nice, wouldn't it? That'd be a really nice thing. Don't worry about it, guys. We'll be dealing with it later. Just enjoy these nice images of things. Sammy Delco says, honestly, I'm kind of happy to give my wallet a rest for an extra week. Yeah, and then you wait, it gets decimated next week, Sammy. But yes, it is nice sometimes. Nostalgia JT says they should have separated the new releases from the still in stock stuff. Probably, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It gets a bit confusing, doesn't it? Like I clicked on the link and it's like, this is available now. And this is pre-order and this is pre-order. And it's like, yeah, cool. But I get what you're saying. Yeah, this is funny. Chaz says, putting barbecue and Roblox on that page is like when you forgot to buy a gift for a party, then scramble to find something you already have at home to re-gift. Chaz, that is amazing. They're proper re-gifts, weren't they, today, yesterday? Amazing. Anyway, cool. Thank you guys for all the comments. So many. I can't get to all of them. There's too much, guys. You guys are incredible. Thank you so much for all the comments and the questions. We really appreciate it. Pat, could you do me a favor and tell me if there's another slide after this one? Because I can't remember and I don't want to look a fool by clicking onto the next slide.
The next there is, slide. Isn't
there? I think there is, actually. I'm going to risk it. Yes, there is. So this is the thing I wanted to mention as well, guys. We still have October the 2nd to go. Now, this will be one final drop of exclusive collectibles. And it says from top brands, so, you know, multiple, not just one. And because of that, maybe they're holding back because obviously PulseCon finishes on the 1st. That's the second day that we get the G.I. Joe stuff on the 1st of October. So maybe they'll be putting the pre-orders up, or maybe they'll be posting those drops that were revealed the day before. Thoughts, Pat?
I don't really have too many thoughts on this. It's just, my brain's kind of fried from all the pre-orders and everything.
Pat's already, he's out. He's literally checked out at this stage. But of course, we do have day two of PulseCon to look forward to. G.I. Joe at 1:15 p.m. Eastern. Looks like it's, well, the next panel is at 2:15. That's not necessarily going to be a full hour. It might be that there's like a little break in between where the presenters talk a little bit, or there's like a little feature that they put up there. So it could, I'm expecting 1:15 to about 2 o'clock. But in the past, we've been sitting there waiting for a panel to finish, Pat, haven't we? And it's gone on for like an hour and 45 minutes. And we're like, how did this happen? But anyway, yeah, I'm looking forward to this one. And so on, let's explain what's going to happen on Saturday. At the moment, it's looking like Pat and I will be doing the weekly as per usual at 10 a.m. We'll be doing a little kind of like, you know, week's news, all that kind of stuff, and a bit of pre-show about what we can expect on the day. And then following the show, it will either be myself doing a solo news burst reaction to all of the reveals that we saw, that we've been, you know, that would have gone through on the day, or it will be myself and someone else doing that. But we've got yet to work out if Pat's going to be available or if we can get someone else to jump on, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, oh, Sergeant Slaughter, Slaughterhouse, thank you very much. Another super chat, full force to you and a yo-jo to you, Sergeant Slaughter, Slaughterhouse, and a very happy full force. Thank you very much for that. We really appreciate the support and the super chats. Okay, so that's pretty much it, I think, for all the news, Pat, if I'm not mistaken. You'll have to let me know if there's another.
You're right. It's on to shout outs.
Good. On to shout outs next then. Guys, thanks for all the comments as well for all the new stuff. Keep all your questions coming in. We'll try to answer them in shout outs. But first up, a little message from Hoarder.
Hey there, guys. Just wanted to let you know about an app that I've been helping to develop for a few years now called Hoarder. But what is Hoarder, I hear you scream? Well, a number of years ago, I discussed a project with a good friend of mine and now co-owner slash developer about an app that could help collectors of all shapes and sizes. I'm talking about the shapes and sizes of the collections, really, but also people. The app would be a place where you could share your new items, build collections and sub-collections, or just browse the feed to see cool things. Well, we made it. We tested it for a number of years, and now it's out there for you to enjoy on iOS or Android devices. You can upload a single item at a time at your own pace and slowly build your collections. You can post status updates that could be related to your collections, like getting a delivery or posting a scene in which you can tag items in that image if you've uploaded them in the past. You can add tags to your items in order to easily search for and find them, and of course to add them into your respective collections. You can like posts, comment on them, or start a conversation with a fellow collector, directly message users you follow, and even add items you see on your feed to your want list. If you prefer to use your computer or laptop, have no fear, you can use the website browser version and even utilize the awesome inventory option, allowing any user to change certain details, add notes, upload bulk items from spreadsheet files, and download a CSV of your entire itemized collection. We made this app for collectors, and we hope that you enjoy using it as much as we enjoyed creating it. Now get to hoarding.
Cool. comments have been hilarious. Chris Tofu McClute says, thanks me for answering my own comment. Brilliant. We've got Stay Fresh cheese bags from Andrew Clark already. Peppermint Oil Capsule, thank you for the, I will say thank you for the super chat that you've done with no content on it, but then you followed it up with this. So obviously this is probably what you meant to do. Mr. Bob Breakin was our guest on the Sergeant Slaughter Slaughterhouse YouTube channel this morning. What a gentleman. Video is up right now, full force. Dude, we will definitely be pushing that one. And as soon as we're off this channel, I will repost on our pages about that. That's awesome. Bob Breakin is an absolute superstar. We love him to death. He's great. Fantastic guy. I'm so glad you got to speak to him as well. Awesome. Okay. That's yeah. Okay. Shout outs, Pat. Who you got?
As always, I have shout out to Philip with, Articulated Points.
Yeah.
We did film something the other day, so hopefully I will have that edited before the end of the month. I am not nearly as fast as you are at getting edits done.
Do you know how long it takes me so long to edit things now? Because we do these shows where they're live, and it's like I'm just out of, not out of practice, but out of that zone where you get really into it and everything, and it's just like, you know, try and bust it out. Now I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. It's horrible. I hate editing now. And yeah, but anyway, no, I'm excited for that episode, Pat. Can you give us a clue or any kind of thing as to what it might be about?
You know, it's weird. It's not really a clue, but it's just strange whenever you're talking or you film something and then you see similar topics pop up online in between filming and editing. Isn't that weird? But it sometimes happens. So yeah, it's not too uncommon of a thing, but you know, we're going to try to make some things interesting.
I can't wait. Can't wait for that, bud. Right then, in terms of shout outs, I'm going to obviously give the fam a big shout out to my wonderful wife, Kate, and little Phoebes. And of course, my UK fam and my US fam. So love to everybody. Miss you guys. And also shout out to Dad, who's going to have to go in for surgery soon. I won't go into the details, obviously, but I just want to wish him luck with everything. Love you, Dad. And of course, thanks to Mam as well for watching. She might still be on. She's probably just kind of gone, what am I listening to? Why do I watch this show? And just turned it off. But love you guys so much. And yeah, cool. Moving on. Brian Sauer for our amazing graphics. Then also linked to Brian Sauer and our amazing graphics, we've got a very special, well, we've got a special episode lined up next week because it's going to be episode 100. It's going to be right before PulseCon as well. Couldn't have timed that any better, could we, Pat?
It's like we planned it, or they planned it. They like calculated out, oh, that's number 100. That's when we're going to have PulseCon.
I would laugh so hard if that was the case. I would laugh so hard if that was the case. No, but Brian is going to be doing some nice little graphics for that particular episode. And then we'll be transitioning in, I think, to a different theme. So you can... This will be probably the last time you see Chuckles, unfortunately, because I've really enjoyed the Chuckles theme. It's been really cool.
Summer is coming to an end, though.
We're definitely in fall / autumn to cover all my bases there. But anyway, related to Brian Sauer is obviously Assembly Required, and got a few little updates for you. So obviously there's the custom class, which is going to be with Kobe Brown. Awesome, awesome human being. And there are all the details on screen. There's going to be a lot of cool stuff to do that day. That's on the Friday, is it, Pat? I want to say. Yeah, Friday.
Yeah. And that's early Friday morning, I believe.
You get one ticket for customs class with Kobe Brown. Can be purchased separately for $125 or is included as part of the Assembly Required All-In or Friday Full Engagement packages available at codenameiowa.com/store. And you can find that link in the description below as well. Always fun to do. And I'm very excited to see what they come up with because they're going to be doing some custom HISS stuff. So very excited to see what that's going to look like. As well as that, we have basically they're going to be having a role-playing game set up at the show as well. So Delt Hand are going to be running that. It's going to be a demonstration of the mechanics of the exciting tabletop RPG for the G.I. Joe from Renegade Studios. So I think that Renegade Game Studio, sorry. So I'm really excited to see how that plays out. I would like to actually get involved in that myself, because but the thing is, we're going to be so busy. I'm going to be doing things, we're going to be doing stuff as a thing, and it's going to be hard, but we'll see how it goes. But anyway, that's that. Also, it's going to be on Saturday. It's free to attend event. They're going to keep that going. So if you want to just turn up to a free event, you can do, if you just pop in on the Saturday. That show will be, you know, just walk-in free admission kind of thing on November the 5th, all day on Saturday. So yeah, there you go. That is the codename Iowa/assembly required. Happy birthday, guys, to the Action Force, the movie VHS, which was released on Monday, just gone. 34 years ago, Pat, that was released.
I'm glad you added the 34 years ago, because you were making it sound like they just released the VHS on Monday.
They released the VHS tape on Monday. It's been a week. It's a week's anniversary. Not even. Yeah, so that was a big, big, big shout to the Action Force, the VHS, the movie. For me, this was one of the greatest things that ever happened to my life. So, yeah, very, very excited to that we could celebrate together. Also, it was a certain Paddy Lennon's birthday as well, amazingly. So he got to celebrate his birthday along with the Action Force VHS. Amazing. So, yeah. Big shout out to both of you guys for celebrating your birthdays. Also, shout out to Thew Adams, who is going to be opening the show for PulseCon on Friday. Is it a Thursday preview event, I want to say? I think it's Thursday preview event, which is amazing. So, Matt, big shout out to Thew, who's obviously worked his socks off to become one of the kind of top YouTube influencer, however you want to call them. Just generally nice chap and an amazing YouTube channel that he's created with Transformers that he's been doing for years and years, but he's just massive and it's brilliant. So go check it out if you haven't already checked it out. And we just wanted to shout him out because we know Thew. We go to a lot of used to go to a lot of TF Nation and auto assembly kind of events, and that's where we met and struck up a little friendship. So we know Thew, and we want to shout him out and say you know, well done to getting onto the friggin' PulseCon, because that's freaking amazing. And to Total Action Force Volume 2, related to Paddy and Brian, of course, Paddy and Brian Hickey and Paddy Lennon, they revealed the final cover for the Volume 2, which is absolutely beautiful, from Mike Collins, and with colour and a design from Brian Hickey, I will have to add as well. So awesome stuff there, guys. Cannot wait for this book. I cannot tell you how excited I am for this book. It's awesome. And also, yes, big shout out to Dan Kay for releasing his volumes 9 and 10 on Kickstarter. So you can go pledge right now, link in the description for volumes 9 and 10. He's actually doing really well at the moment. Just quick check on what he's doing. He's at 23,934 of 36,000, so he's really close. And he's got ages to go, 16 days to go. Get on there, pledge, get those books, because if you're like me, you want the full collection. They're great books as well. Yeah, awesome stuff. Oh, we'll shout out to Ed here. Shout out to Chris and Pat. For peeps like me without religion, this Saturday morning ritual is the closest thing we have. Take me to church, cheese bags, full force. Love that, Ed. You're an absolute star, and thank you so, mate, that's ridiculous. Thank you so much, dude. We really appreciate it. We appreciate all you guys for all of the support and all of the fun that we all have. And also thanks to everyone for wishing my dad good luck as well. That's really, really nice. Anonymous Dude is also saying Chucklestein was so fun. End of an era, flowers. Absolutely. It's like they're turning into fall. So maybe we just do this, but with like fall leaves and flowers. What do you think, Pat?
It could be like Footloose's helmet.
Amazing. And also there's something dirty in that sentence, but I'm not gonna say it. But yeah, Footloose's helmet. amazing. What else we got going on? Anonymous Dude says favorite animated movie ever, Action Force. You're talking about Anonymous Dude, clearly not the G.I. Joe version. We kind of changed all the words. I don't know why they did that. They should have just kept it original. I'm joking, of course. Anyway, it's been an absolute pleasure. What else have we got? Any more? Yes, one more shout out to Emily, because I think, you know, she's probably going to be getting a lot of crap in the next couple of weeks, and it's not really fair on her. So I just wanted to shout her out and say we really enjoy and love what she's doing for the brand. Like I said, it's not on her to be, you know, to making certain decisions. And I just wanted to say that she's also been clarifying some things. There was a weird rumor going around saying that the price point was going up for the standard classified mainline, but it's not. It's $24.99, and that's where it is at that kind of, you know, at that point. So thank you for that, Emily, and we really appreciate all you do for the brand. And also, that's it to all our amazing viewers, listeners, however you consume this. We just really appreciate all the support, and to everyone that's been giving us blooming, you know, I tried to get to as many comments as possible, but obviously for those of you guys that are doing the super chats now, just ridiculous. Thank you so much. And yeah, just really, really love all of the support we get. Pat, thank you so much for jumping on again, buddy. I really appreciate it.
As it's fun as always. Thank you.
It's been great. It's been another fun episode, despite the fact that there wasn't a lot of fun things to talk about. Do you know what I mean? It was a little bit dark at one point, but at least, you know, there's lots of good things going on with the brand still.
There's a lot to look forward to, for sure. And hopefully that stuff with a pulse gets worked out eventually.
Yeah, I hope they change their minds on that one, especially considering all the negative press it's been getting recently. But anyway, we shall see. And hopefully we can have, you know, maybe we might have some help towards that as well, because it's not like we've been happy about it. We haven't just been sitting here going, you know, this stuff happens. We've been very much against this. This is not, you know, this is not a, we're still a fan channel at the end of the day. You know, I know that a lot of people think I'm just some sort of corporate shill, and to some degree that is the case, but certainly not when it comes to things that I think are genuinely negative. Anyway, guys, it's been a pleasure. We will not finish on a low. We're going to finish on a high, and we're going to do what we always do at the end of these episodes, Pat. After three, you know what to do. One, two, three.
Full force.
I'm not going away until I see everyone saying it. Oh, nice one. Save us, full force. You're our only hope. That was nice. Nice Star Wars reference. Anyway, see you later, guys. Thanks very much. Peace out.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.